When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this next installment of Believe in Monster Trucks with Monster Jam Lord. I am your host, Monster Jam Lord, and I just got back from Houston, Texas this weekend, January 30th through 31st, and Monster Jam had the first two shows of the Stadium Championship Series this weekend, kicking it off in Houston, Texas, and unfortunately, I missed the first show. My flight on Saturday got canceled. I was stuck in Dallas-Fort Worth for the night, so I couldn't make it to Houston for that show that night. Very upset that the first show of the year I missed. Like, come on, the first one, are you kidding me? But you can't win them all, you know, life's life. So, it's not the biggest deal, but in this episode, I'm going to recap these two shows. I'm going to go a little faster over show one, because I wasn't there. I haven't seen as much from it. I mean, you know, I know what happened. I got the gist, but, you know, I'm going to give my expert analysis on the show that I was at rather than the show I wasn't, if you know what I mean. So, let's get right into it, you know. No reason to waste any more time. Let's go over results from show one on Saturday, the kickoff of the 2021 Stadium Championship Series. Oh my. So, okay, let's go. I'm going to leave that in. That was funny. So, here we go, everyone. Let's kick it off. We got the racing winner, first racing winner of the Stadium Championship Series week one. Megalodon, Adam Anderson, took the racing win. I think that's his third racing win in a row of shows he's competed at this year. Defeated Tom Mentz and Max D. Fire. I would have expected Tom to take the win in racing this weekend over Adam, but no, Adam's proven that he, in this new Megalodon chassis, that racing is his strong point, which I think racing was a strong point in Monster Jam in general before. But, you know, if it's going to be anyone beating Tom, I'd say Adam. I don't even think Ryan or Todd are at Tom's level yet. I think Adam's the guy to do that so far. So Adam took the first 12 points of the tour so far. So let's move on to skills for show one. The skills competition was insane in show one, especially from our winner, Ryan Anderson. Bakugan Dragonoid pulled out his two signature moves, as beautiful as ever. That's what I'm most upset that I missed from show one, because, oh my god, I love those two moves, the bicycle, the moonwalk, to kick it off. And it was a little sloppy, but I mean, obviously that adds more, you know, entertainment factor to it. You know, it looks a lot better, I think. I mean, you know, you could do a smooth bicycle to moonwalk, and it looks too easy. But when you do one where, you're kind of flopping a little bit and takes a little more effort, you could tell that there's a lot more skill put into it, you know what I mean? So, two great hits. The first one, bicycle to moonwalk. The second one was the some sidewall donuts, which that is my favorite move that I think you could even do in a monster truck, you know. It looks insane. I'm very upset I missed that. I couldn't provide that on my channel for you guys, but hey, it is what it is. So yeah, Ryan Anderson deservingly won the skills competition show one. The fans voted him correctly, so that's pretty cool. Not much else happened in the skills competition, but that's of note. I mean, everyone put in good effort, but it wasn't anything like special. You know, Jimmy Garner had a nice save I saw. But let's move on to freestyle results for show one. The winner of freestyle, Todd LeDuc, Monster Energy, put on a nice run. Nothing too crazy, nothing too special. But let's move on to the highlight of the show. I think everyone thinks it's the highlight of the show was Jim Cole, our Avengers freestyle. Insane. Like, Cole's been driving for upwards of 20 years now, and I never seen him, for one, pull off a save like that, or two, pull off a freestyle like that. I mean, the closest to that we'd ever seen him do as a freestyle would be like the World Finals 2017 when he first got that new chassis. He just doesn't drive like that. That's not his driving style. Complete surprise to see him do anything like that in that entire freestyle. And that carried on to the second show the next weekend. Insane. Jim Kohler, yeah, I think he should have got the freestyle win for that. That was really cool. Again, I wish I could go more in depth about show one, but I wasn't there. I don't know. Little bitty details. Oh my, I'm sorry. My throat's messed up. I'm going to be a little stuttery right now. But just, yeah, let's move on. Jim Kohler should have got the freestyle win, I think, over Todd LeDuc. But that's not a big deal. He got, fourth place, it says, on the results. So could have been worse for him, you know, fan judge. I've seen end up a lot worse with fan judging. But let's move on to where I was. The show that I filmed, the show that I was at Sunday's show on January 31st in Houston, Texas. And this show, what I'll start off with saying, was one of the best shows I'd been to in a really long time. Just when you factor in that it had already, you know, it's basically been a year almost since we've had a normal Monster Jam show. We've had seven shows since a year. These drivers don't practice. They're not doing anything else besides the independents, and they're, you know, running little speedways and stuff. They don't have this Monster Jam experience, you know, a loss of a Monster Jam experience. So the fact that these guys put on the show that they did was very impressive. And when you factor in that there's two less trucks than usual, it's down from 12 from 14 what it used to be. So I was a little scared going into that too. But, you know, Arlington a couple months ago proved that wasn't even that big of a deal. And now more so in Houston, not at all. You don't even notice those two extra trucks gone with the amount of entertainment you're getting. Like, I think right now, just from that one show I've seen, if they keep it up and keep up the effort these drivers are putting in and, the stuff they're doing, I think I'd rather keep just 12 drivers driving at once than having like 70 trucks going at once, if you know what I mean. Because, you know, when you have like three stadium tours going at once, you have like three good drivers per tour and the rest are filler, you know what I mean? And like, not saying Monster Jam's boring, I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that sometimes the shows can be a little bit of a drag, especially when it comes to the skills competition. When it comes to racing, half the races will be, you know, 10 truck lengths difference of finishing, and then when you have more trucks and more, you know, good drivers spread out, you're gonna have more filler, you know, more lack of skill. But this show, everybody, you know, going into this show, we knew everybody was skilled and everybody is a good driver, but I just didn't know how it would translate into a lineup of 12, especially at Arlington, because those Arlington shows back in October weren't that good. It wasn't that special, I don't think. I think, you know, they were just told, hey, go out and, you know, drive. Don't do anything too crazy. Don't, you know, put too much effort in. Because I didn't see much effort from the best drivers in Arlington, you know, when it came to freestyle especially. Very lacking. But not at this show. We got more freestyle and racing than we did in freestyle in this show. You know what I mean? We started off the night with the first race of the night was Todd LeDuc, Ryan Anderson, you know, a final round race, two of my favorites, and they had like a double crash in the final turn coming in. Todd hiked it up on two wheels, almost went into Ryan's lane and hit him, but no, he saved it and did almost a bicycle to moonwalk right there and saved it. landed on one of the pods. And then Ryan, you know, he's driving so hard to beat Todd that once he landed over the finish line, did a cartwheel, pretty much a full cartwheel, and then landed on his roof. That was awesome. Great way to kick off the show. I was happy to see that. I love seeing racing crashes. I think racing, I mean, it's hard to say racing over freestyle, but racing is so entertaining to me. I'm very competitive. I love seeing competitions. I love competitiveness. So seeing stuff like that in racing is awesome for me. And then I think like the third race after that was like Jamie Garner overboard versus Jim Kohler. Jamie Garner clipped the center wheelie ramp, the jammer, and just got insane height off, you know, not the racing lane, but it was insane the way it looked, the speed he put in. A couple more crashes in racing, like from Cole Vinard. Todd LeDuc had another crash later that night in racing against Adam Anderson. Just insane. Kristen Flip, too. I've not seen that many wrecks in racing probably ever in one show besides like World Finals 2018, because that was probably up to the time the best racing competition I'd ever seen. And I don't know if I'm going to say World Finals 2018 racing was less entertaining than this, but you know, you never know. I think World Finals 2018 was a little better, but awesome racing competition. And the racing competition ended with Adam Anderson again defeating Tom Entz and Max Dufire two nights in a row in racing, and it looks like Adam's on a roll with racing. That makes it four wins in a row now since Salt Lake City. Insane. Not well, it is surprising, but not surprising for Adam Anderson. Like I you know, that this new chassis, it was really scaring me, but now after this weekend, it's like, okay, he's getting the hang of it. He's starting to learn how to freestyle a little better, and especially racing is just completely done a 180 since Arlington. So yeah, I'm glad to see that. Glad to see Adam winning. And it looks like he's going to be more of a competitor than I originally thought on this tour in Megalodon. So let's move on to two-wheel skills for the show. Excuse me. One of the best two-wheel competitions probably I'd ever seen in general, if you take out the World Finals 2019 Two-Wheel Skill Championship competition. Just, it was all entertaining. Like, everyone put on a show. Like I said about the drags earlier, when you have a 14-truck show with three good drivers, that mostly applied to the two-wheel skill competition, because just, it's such a drag, you know, not sugarcoating anything. It's really a drag watching the two-wheel competition on a normal stadium series, because only two drivers know what they're doing out there. Or let's say two or four drivers know what they're doing out there, and the rest are just, you know, trying, failing, or not trying at all, just to save their truck for freestyle so they don't break it. But all of these drivers on this tour, all 12, know what they're doing when it comes to the skills competition. I'd say lack of, like, Jim Kohler. I mean, and that's not a diss on him. That's just, you know, he puts in the least effort than anyone, but he still does pretty cool stuff in the skills. I mean, I'd rather see one of those sky wheelies than, you know, a donut, you know what I mean? So, at least he doesn't, I'm kind of surprised Jim Kohler doesn't do donuts in the skills competition. Like, actually, now that I think about it, it'd probably be better than the sky wheelies. Excuse me, my opinions are changing just like that, so, but let's move on. The skills competition kicked off with Lindsey Reed, Scooby-Doo, and, yeah, you know, she's used to arenas, so I wasn't surprised to see her, you know, do pretty good in that. Cole Vinard, a little disappointing. One of his worst weekends of all time, I think, and that's really unfortunate because I expected him to be a heavy hitter going into this tour. Hopefully he gets his, you know, skills back up as the weeks come up. Probably by the end of Houston, he'll be back to the normal Cole Vinard that we're used to seeing. Kristen Anderson had a little bit of problems in the skills competition. Show two, she broke on the first hit doing a sky wheelie. What else happened? I mean, Todd LeDuc flipped in skills. Yeah, just a lot of crashes. The show was filled with a lot of crashes and a lot of entertainment. Loved it. Bryce Kenny had two great hits. Adam and Bari did two really nice donuts. I think Adam's was better, but Bari got a higher score because, you know, that's how fan judging works, so... Great, thanks for messing up the points, everyone, when you're scoring on judgeszone.com. You're going to screw up these people's placements at the end of the tour, so you can't really see who actually did better. And then Ryan Anderson came out with one hit. He did Bicycle to Moonwalk with a broken truck. So Ryan, let me get this analysis in. So Ryan, when he goes for a Bicycle to Moonwalk, he typically tries to balance the truck on the two right wheels. Just the way, I guess it works better for steering with him, he's right-handed or left-handed, I don't know. But just, he always tends to do it on the right two wheels up onto the two front wheels. But this time, his right front axle was broken and it wasn't pulling. So what he did is, if he doesn't have any drive in that wheel, he's not going to complete the trick. So he came out and went on the left two wheels, which, isn't something we've seen him do often. And almost got it. He almost got it, but he hiked it up a little too fast. And obviously with that axle broken, it's not going to have the type of traction with the brakes and with, the gas either to keep him up. So the fact that he even tried it just shows how much, how skilled this guy is, that he had the confidence. He's like, I can pull it off. And he could have too. Like, that's the thing, is that I'm not saying he couldn't have. He really could have. And he almost did, but nah, he landed it on the front, a part of the cage, and flipped over. But hey, just the hype of seeing someone attempt a Bicycle to Moonwalk is like insane. Like, I fangirl every time someone does that. It's awesome. I love it. But the winner of the skills competition in show two was Tom Mentz. Max Dufire pulled out his, exactly what you expect. I don't even have to say it. The first hit was the maximum moonwalk. That's hard to say, off the backflip ramp, and that was one of the cooler ones I'd seen in a while. Just the way he, like, at the end of it, he balanced the truck without hitting the gas at all. Like, it sat there just from gravity. It was awesome. I was like, whoa, haven't seen that in a while. So that was cool. And then he came off the second hit off one of the racing turn pods at the end of the stadium, and hiked it up, just went back and forth like he does with ease. So yeah, not a surprise Tom got the skills competition win. Well deserved again. Fans got that one right, I'm pretty sure. So let's move on to freestyle. The results from freestyle, one of the best freestyle competitions I'd seen in a long time. And we can go back to Arlington. When I said Arlington was lacking back in October, what I meant was not that the drivers were messing up, like flipping over early or even braking early. They just weren't. I'm pretty sure Feld told them, hey, okay, you know how much money we've lost this past year, just go out and drive, please, don't do too much. I'm pretty sure that's what was going on. So the drivers, they went out and put on a show. It wasn't bad by any means, but they weren't doing Monster Jam type stuff, like you were seeing more of an independent show than a Monster Jam show back in Arlington, is what I'm saying. But this show, no, we were back to Monster Jam plus, if you know what I mean. Freestyle started off with Black Pearl Colvinard, which was like the weakest run of the night, and that was only because the truck broke. It looked like, his engine was smoking, so it could have been cylinders, I don't know. I remember hearing in the skills competition sound like his transmission was slipping, but I don't know. I don't know the exact damage on the truck, but yeah, his run came up short, and obviously that was affecting his freestyle, was the breakage on the truck. So, it was still a good start, still an entertaining start, just nothing too special. Moving on to Scooby-Doo Lindsey Reed, she did pretty much what you'd expect. She came out for about a minute and, sent it, but it was nothing like calculated. Obviously it was just, line up, point and send, which, hey, I mean, that's entertaining. I think that driving style is a little lacking. We don't see much of that anymore, compared to 2007, you know what I mean? It's awesome. But yeah, she, destroyed the truck. The truck just completely split in half on one of her freestyle hits. She hit one of the end racing pods and landed on the right rear wheel, and it just completely took the entire axle housing out of the truck. It was insane. I love that. I love seeing trucks break. I mean, I don't think Feld does, but I do. It's one of entertaining. And moving on, I mean, we don't have to cover them all in order, but Overboard Jamie Garner, nice run. Until he broke his left front axle or left front wheel, knuckle wheel or whatever. Zombie Barry Musauer on the good run again. He was a little he had a broken right rear axle. Yeah, what's with the axles tonight or that night in Arlington or Houston? Excuse me, I'm sorry. But yeah, in Houston, Zombie Barry Musauer had a great run. Just, you know, a little lacking because he broke. But, I mean, I love seeing drivers run with broken trucks, especially when, you know, Feld actually lets them drive with broken trucks. You don't see that much. So that was great. Who else? Ryan Anderson, Bakugan Dragonwood. He had a really cool freestyle. He shut down after the first hit. It looked like a bunch of fuel was leaking out. So I think they probably like came and put a fuel cap on. Like they just forgot to put that back on when they were fixing him. I don't know, but it was leaking a bunch of fluid and they let him go and fill the rest of his 2 minutes. Just a bunch of air, you know. Ryan has been a lot less technical ever since last year when he got his new chassis in the first place. This new CRD chassis that he got for Son of a Digger, and now that he's in one with Bakugan, it's even less so, I'd say, where it's just point and shoot, which is different to see from Ryan, but it's really entertaining. I'm not gonna lie, I love just seeing trucks go way too far than that you think they should when you know what I mean. Like, you don't think a monster truck should go that high and that far in the same hit. It's insane. Then Mohawk Warrior Bryce Kenny, he came out and it was only like 30-45 second run, and he hit the step up ramp from an angle, flipped, crashed, broke the front axle, and flipped over, saved it. Great. It was, I mean, like, just the little things in this show, like if it was a normal show, I don't think that would have happened. I don't know. It was just the luck tonight in Houston, and the fact that it was just really lucky, and put on for a really great freestyle show. Avenger Jim Kohler, again, coming off of his show one freestyle, came out and put on another phenomenal run. He hit the mini flip. He failed it, but that was insane. I love to see that, because, you know, someone hitting a mini flip is always going to be more exciting for me than someone hitting a backflip ramp, because the mini flip, it just, you hit it with a little speed, you're not going to do anything. You hit it with too much speed, you're going to do too much. It has to be perfect. So it requires a lot more skill or judgment in that matter for completing the trick. So, and on top of that, seeing Jim Kohler, of all people, attempt those multiple times like he has over someone like Ryan or even Kristen, who was used to that kind of backflip ramp, that makes it even better, because Jim Kohler, you know, he's doing a calculated move, but he's one of the least calculated drivers out there, and that's not a diss, that's just his style. It's awesome, I love seeing that. Jim Kohler is really stepping up his game from the past 20 years, just the first weekend of the tour. Jim, please keep boot up. Please keep driving like this. I'd love to see it. But yeah, his run, he threw in another mini save. Wasn't as impressive as his show one save, of course, because who's just going to pull off a save like that twice in a row? But it was, he flipped over the front, and it was just balancing on the front end of the chassis, flipped it back over. Great save. Just little things like that I love seeing, just the unexpectedness, you know, not like just, oh, he's going over the ramps and he's doing a backflip, which you know he's going to land. It's, you know, just the unexpected save, the unexpected air and all that. I love, that's what makes me a Monster Jam fan. Jim Kohler had a phenomenal run. Tom Entz, Max D Fire, another good run, but it wasn't exactly his best. I mean, Tom has had much better runs than that. It seemed like he was just kind of, he was taking it easy, like he was just trying to get the overall win, which, I mean, I don't blame him. I mean, if I was a driver, I'm definitely going for the wins over the entertainment factor, as, you know, bad as it sounds, but you know what I mean? Like, I'm in it to win it, so, of course, you know, Tom Entz, he's going to do that, and it looks like Tom's going to take this tour in the bag. It's not even going to be close. I mean, it's Tom Mintz. It's not a surprise over any of these guys, and that's saying something. But yeah, he hit the backflip ramp and had a slow crash. Like, it just tipped over and then went over. You know, it was funny. But yeah, he couldn't pull off the save, but that got him third place finish in freestyle on show two. And then second place in show two was Kristen Anderson Gravedigger. Definitely not a second place run, but you know, the fans were like, oh, you know, Gravedigger, and that's beautiful. I love that. So they shut it right up to second place. Only 2/1000ths of a sec or not a second, 2/1000ths point difference between Kristen and Tom. 8.919 for Kristen, 8.917 for Tom. But yeah, Kristen, she only put on like a minute run. The first hit was awesome. She had a great first hit where she like, you know, brake checked in midair and it like angled the truck down. It was awesome. Just, I love stuff like that. I love brake checks, you know. Thanks, Damon Bradshaw, for introducing that. But yeah, and then she clipped one of the racing pods and had a nice save on the front two wheels. It was awesome to see. I love, again, that unexpected stuff is what makes Monster Jam entertaining. And then she hit the step up ramp on a complete angle. That was strange. I don't know what she was trying to get out of that, but that sent her over early in freestyle, about a minute early, and she couldn't save that one out. But again, entertaining. I mean, Kristen is, I think every show she's freestyling, she's getting better. It's being more entertaining. You know, I want to see her get better. Want to see her match her brother. Just wait to the day where she matches her brother's skill levels. I mean, that's gonna, like, three Andersons like that, and then when you add Weston to the mix, who should be driving now if there was no pandemic, then that would be awesome. I would love to see that. But your winner of freestyle for the weekend, for not the weekend, for show two, Corey Rummel in Rage. So he put on, I would say, the most solid freestyle of the week, of not the weekend, of this show. Just the most entertaining. It started off pretty slow. Like the first 30 seconds of his run, he looked like he was a little lost out there. He looked like, you know, the hits weren't going his way. But right when he sent it the first time, he got giant air in that beautiful new square body Chevy Rage truck. Great air, pulled out a little wheelie afterwards. And then he went over to the backflip ramp, first backflip of the night. You know, you already know the first backflip of the night's already going to get the fan judge vote of the win, so it wasn't a surprise, but at least he deserved the win. So, I mean, I'm not complaining about that. So he deserved the win. He got it. Some more, you know, great air he had, just sending it, some nice sky wheelies, and finish it off with a donut. Great freestyle. I loved it. And that's his first stadium freestyle win of his career, and he's been driving for at least 6-7 years now. So, excuse me. Great to see you. Great freestyle. So overall for show one of Stadium Championship Series in 2021, the winner, overall winner, Tom Enns, Max D. Fire. I don't remember if I mentioned that before, but we're recapping it, so here it comes now. Tom Enns, Max D. Fire won the overall for show one, putting him in the lead for the series. And then for show two, the overall winner, Tom Enns, Max D. Fire again. Tom, you know, not a surprise that Tom won both shows, both days. I mean, if you're going to pick someone to win both overalls, I would pick Tom Enns over anyone else. And that's just an introduction for what we're going to see the rest of the season. I expect Tom to take definitely most overalls over anyone else. Like, I don't see more than three other drivers winning an overall at all against him. Like, you know, Todd LeDuc, he'll get an overall. Ryan, he'll get an overall. Adam, he'll get an overall. That's about it. I don't see anyone else taking overall over Tom. That's about it. So Tom, and especially now, there's not that big of a points gap from him and Adam. Adam is in second place. And there's not that big of a points gap between them. So, you know, Adam's still got a chance and all that. But, nah, Tom's going to take this in the bag, going into Houston, going into Orlando, Jacksonville, and Tampa, and hopefully they announce some more shows. But yeah, Tom's got this. Great showing in Houston from everyone. Everyone put on a great show. I would say, aside from Colvinar Black Pearl, which isn't, I can't believe I'm saying that, but it was just one of his worst weekends I'd ever seen. You're not gonna win them all, you know. So, not his fault. But That is about it, everyone, for this next episode of Believe in Monster Trucks and the Monster Jam Lord. I wish I had more to say. I wish I was actually at show one, but it's whatever. You know, you can't win them all. Life kicks you in the ass sometimes. So I will be in Houston, Texas next weekend, February 6th and 7th, for the next Houston shows. And I will also be the next weekend, February 13th, 14th, at the next three shows, the two on Saturday and one on Sunday on Valentine's Day. I will be filming those and uploading them on my channel, youtube.com/C/MonsterJamLord. Just type Monster Jam Lord on YouTube. It's right there. Follow me on Instagram at monster.jam.lord and Twitter as well at monsterjamlord. That's it, everybody, for episode 6 of Believe in Monster Trucks with Monster Jam Lord. So thank you for watching. Have a good one.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Save big money on everything for your spring projects at Menards. We have all of your garden and landscaping essentials. Master Garden Premium Garden Soil contains a slow-release fertilizer that feeds gardens for up to 9 months. It produces better results and is ready to use for all your gardening needs. Save big on Menards' great selection of garden and landscaping products. Compare brands in-store or online at Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.